Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all you do. And a special shout-out to all the first responders, all the volunteers that have all headed up into the panhandle of Florida, Pensacola, Florida area, three counties in the panhandle up there in Florida, Mobile, Alabama, that area, southeast Alabama, and southwestern Georgia, doing what you're doing. You have a lot of work to do, and we'll get into that in a minute. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check us out at the website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us for hour number two. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge the second time.
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, talking about the panhandle in Florida, rescue operations are underway, not only in Mobile and Gulf Shores, Alabama, but Pensacola, Florida, definitely was hit very hard by this Hurricane Sally. They had hurricane force winds, Kyle, for 8 hours sustained, winds 90 to 100 miles an hour for 8 straight hours.
Yes, that's just unbelievable.
Yep, and widespread life-threatening floodwaters are in the area. Yesterday, thank God, an elderly Florida couple who had climbed up into their attic to get away from the water that was coming into their house. That was the highest point of the house. They were banging on the roof, and a jet-skiing firefighter came by looking for search and rescue and heard the noise and was able to get help, and they got him out, and that was that.
Well, I'm glad that they were able to do that. Absolutely.
Yeah. And we did that when I went to New Orleans, when I was over there with my CERT team, when we went from Florida to New Orleans for Katrina. We were finding people, but a lot of them that we found up in the attics, after we found a few of them that were alive, but a lot of them that we found were dead because they drowned.
Right, because they went up into their attic. Most unfortunately, they're trying to escape the water, but they didn't have a way.
Well, the mayor told them to do that.
Yeah.
And he said, we'll get to you. We'll get to you. But he never figured the water would go over the tops of the roofs. And it did in many cases. Now, in Iran, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard has sent some of their strike teams to patrol the oil-rich provinces of what country?
Well, it's a place called Khuzestan, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Well, you know where that happens to be located?
Where's that?
Adjacent to Kurdistan, which is where who's located?
Well, the Kurds, of course.
Yeah, and it sounds like as if we may get ourselves involved in a confrontation between the Kurds and the Iranians, because I'm sure they're not going to put up any shenanigans.
Well, exactly right, exactly right. And, of course, basically, of course, you know, Iran continuing, I think, the sanctions against Iran have been very effective, and it would seem that they are reacting to this, and they're sending this, these strike teams, and again, because I think they're getting more and more desperate as time goes by.
Yeah, agreed. Now, the other thing is Chris Rock, who yesterday rocked everybody with a comment he had to say, did it again. This time he said, the Obama presidency marked progress for white people, not black people. Another shot across the bow, Barack Obama.
Yeah, this is real interesting.
Strange.
Because again, you would think that generally speaking, the Obama administration, the Obama era would be heralded as a much more progressive time for race relations and these kinds of things in our country. But Chris Rock is being pretty harsh with this criticism.
Yeah, and that's really good. And Eric just put something in the chat room. That was really a good little story about his two-year-old that he just put in there. So way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they were having a conversation around dinner, and he asked him about who he voted for. We'll probably mention that when we come back, because it's worth repeating. Now, the other thing is, would you like to invest some money, Kyle, in a cruise ship?
Well,
How would you like to live on a cruise ship with a bunch of like-minded people?
Oh, yeah, well,
And a cruise ship would be red, white, and blue, too. How about that?
There you go. Certainly.
Absolutely. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because Carnival Cruise Lines is selling 18 of their cruise ships because of the continuation of the coronavirus pandemic, and ain't nobody getting on a cruise ship.
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah, they're selling 18 of their ships. It's about 12% of their fleet. We understand as well, Captain, and some of the listeners out there may have sailed at one point or another on ships like the Carnival Fantasy, Carnival Fascination.
They went out of Tampa. Both of those went out of Tampa at one time or another.
Yeah, the Imagination, Inspiration.
That too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so those have already been scrapped, according to the report I see. And Holland America Line, they're getting rid of ships as well. And of course, not only are patrons down, basically, but they're also very, very concerned about being able to provide a real safe environment for the COVID-19 issue.
All right, hold that thought. Well, folks, if you want to buy a cruise ship, check in with Carnival, check in with Holland American. At least the cruise ships with Carnival would be red, white, and blue, so you could have a patriotic ship, live on the ship, maybe even make it into a hotel. How about a floating hotel? There's an idea. All right, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends over at Auto Glass America. You know, there's gold waiting in your windshield. You just don't know it. All you got to do is give it an inspection today. And if it's chipped or cracked, you will get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty on the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving. And if you're here in Florida, you have to have Florida Comprehensive Insurance to get this deal. So, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa, Sarasota, and I know Port Charlotte because I watched the guy come down there and do it, they will come to your home, your office, and process your insurance claim right there, and you'll wind up with a premium quality windshield and get $100 cash back when you mention me, the Captain Matt Bruce. Now, 813-96-GLASS is the phone number to call. 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And make sure you tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
There you go. Got that one down, Pat.
Yep.
All righty. Now, Chucky Boy Schumer and Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren want the White House to cancel student loan debt totaling about $50 million because of the pandemic. I don't know about you, but have you gotten any breaks on any loans you got because of the pandemic long-term like that?
No, not at all.
So what makes the students so special?
Well, again, this was part of Elizabeth Warren's
platform,
whole thing. Exactly. And so this is another way of getting that out there and, you know, try to make it front and center, and because obviously it's likely not going to happen the way that they wanted to with President Trump, but it gives them a way of injecting that back into the campaign. But you're right, a lot of people would say, well, wait a minute, I just finished school and I paid off my loans and wait a minute, but I don't get that. And so it's just, it's purely for political consumption.
Now, I have heard Joe Biden talk about the fact that Donald Trump is going to be cutting Medicare and getting rid of Medicare the way that people currently understand it. And yesterday the president made a blanket statement. He said, I am substantially lowering Medicare premiums. Didn't say anything about cutting Medicare. He is lowering Medicare premiums. Now, I do know that what he wants to do is open up the open insurance, general insurance, to companies to get into a market, to get into competition and do what they do. Now, one of the things that people don't seem to understand and why they're not taking advantage of this is totally, totally mind-boggling. Did you know, Kyle, that you can get a comprehensive Medicare policy that will not only cover you for things that Medicare won't, but it also will give you back your Medicare premium for the most part. Did you know that?
No, I was not aware of that, but I have heard you mention that.
I've got one of those programs. I get all but $8 back on what I pay for my Medicare. And if he wants to cut the premium, fine, have at it. But guess what? These other insurances that are out there are better than the Medicare.
Well, exactly.
When have you been paid by, didn't mean to do that, it popped the mic. When have you been paid by a doctor to go get a flu shot? When have you been paid by a doctor to go be tested for cancer? When have you been paid, or by an insurance company, sorry. When have you been paid by an insurance company for the number of visits that you go to see your doctor? After every 4 visits, you get $25. When have you gotten stuff like that?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I do.
Very cool.
Because I had the right policy with the right company. And again, it's there. I mean, it's not the only company doing that. There's other companies. But people need to understand, you don't just sit there and go with the status quo because, oh, well, you know, Joe's got it and he says it's okay and I don't mind spending a few dollars. No, hell no. I don't want to spend anything if I have to.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, the notion that President Trump's trying to cut things, and this is all part of...
He's trying to make things better.
Well, exactly. But they will attack President Trump on his real strengths, with our senior population and Medicare issues, with the military, these kinds of stuff.
They try to scare the bejesus out of the people because they're the most prone, and they get very concerned about things because they like things the way they are. They don't want things to change. I know that. I got plenty of people in my neighborhood. It's a 55-plus community, and I hear it every day. Now, here's one for you. Attorney General Barr is now taking direct aim at some of the prosecutors inside his own Justice Department. What do you suppose that's all about?
Well, again, you know, we know that he's been wanting them to be very aggressive in bringing charges against people who have been rioting and so forth in these various cities. But I think he's trying to show again that this is the direction that we're going to go. And if they're not part of the program, then they may not be part of the program then.
Well, and the Department of Justice was involved in the FISA stuff and this, that, and the other, and there might be some people. I think there's going to be some surprises, and some people like maybe Mr. Epstein might get charged with some criminal stuff.
Very possible, very possible. And of course, what we're watching is again the aftermath. Or maybe that's the wrong word, but really the next chapter in what was going on against the Trump campaign and some of the corruption at those levels. Absolutely.
Now, the other thing is the Seattle mayor has just chastised the attorney general, Mr. Barr, for calling for sedition charges against protesters. He said that's very chilling. Well, they're committing sedition because they're trying to overthrow the government of the United States.
Well, yeah, that seems to be their goal, and certainly, you know, to have that kind of conspiracy, basically. In other words, they get together, they discuss what they want to do, they have these goals, they're trying to create anarchy and trying to spark a revolution. I don't know how many times on these various videos that we constantly hear the word revolution. The revolution is here. It's time for the revolution. And on it goes. Well, that's exactly what Attorney General Barr is talking about. And once again, you'd think that some of these mayors in blue cities would learn to maybe just kind of stop for a little bit and stop making it worse by trying to even defend the idea of people going out and creating that kind of chaos.
By the way, I just had a story come up in addition to the Chicago shootings that are up 52% on top of the record-setting levels they were already at, add 52% to that, that a number of the people that have been shot and killed in the last 6 months have been children under the age of 10.
And that is just heartbreaking, isn't it? I mean, what can you say about that other than this has to stop? It absolutely has to stop.
Well, they need to get the federal people in there, which this mayor apparently doesn't want to do, and they need to start charging them federally with some of the stuff they're doing because, again, they're inciting riots there, too. That's also sedition.
Well, sure. And again, there are certain things in our country, Captain, where we really shouldn't have such a political divide. And when children are being killed, or there is what we're seeing happen in Chicago, as we were talking about earlier, black-on-black crime that is causing this, straight-up murders, these things shouldn't be political. These things should be the things that we just band together and fix. I mean, as I said, this has got to stop.
And somebody just asked me a question here. I have no idea who they are because they didn't mention their name, and there's no identification. It just says, what would you do if you were sitting at a stoplight and you were surrounded by a group of protesters banging on your vehicle, this, that, and the other? What would I do? Well, let's see. Number one, they'd have to be concerned about what might be pointing it at them in the face. But number two, if they were really threatening me in that respect, I would drive over them.
And people shouldn't have to be put in those positions, obviously,
no.
But here's the thing.
I'd worry about the consequences after I got two blocks or three blocks away and made the call to the police and said I just got accosted. Oh, and by the way, my camera would be taking pictures of all of them.
Well, exactly. But,
so, therefore, bring it on, you know.
Well, exactly. But, see, here's the thing. People have to defend their life.
Sure.
And if you're in fear of your life, I mean, you know, you don't know what you're going to have to do in order to survive. But, honestly, you know, people should not even begin to do that. There's just no reason to attack people.
No.
It's just wrong.
No, and again, if Antifa and Black Lives Matter think that they're gaining a whole bunch of popularity across the country and they got this great thing going on, they don't. They don't. Their numbers are dwindling, number one. Their percentages of popularity or favorability have gone down into the toilet right now. And guess what? There is a red wave coming with a blue wave right beside it from the people that have had it, that are supporters of the police department, that are done with their philosophies and this, that, and the other. They're going to bury these people at the voting booths, and they are going to show up to vote in person.
That's right, and decency needs to prevail.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. You think I'm kidding? You wait for November 3rd. You talk about all the mail-in ballots? Fine, but wait till you see the polling data when the people show up at the polls, and they will. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a speech at Hillsdale College in Michigan, Attorney General William Barr compared stay-at-home orders issued by governors to mitigate the spread of coronavirus to slavery.
Putting a national lockdown, stay-at-home orders is like house arrest. It's, you know, other than slavery, which was a different kind of restraint, this is the greatest intrusion on civil liberties in American history.
States issued stay-at-home orders earlier this year to stop the spread of the virus, which has since killed nearly 200,000 Americans. The Attorney General also stated that it should be politicians, not scientists, making decisions on what's best for the American people.
The person in the white coat is not the grand seer who can come up with the right decision for society. A free people makes its decision through its elected representative.
President Trump has also slammed lockdown orders, asking the states who are still on lockdown to open their schools and businesses. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah, and you'll get a chance to see and meet Larry Elder in Sarasota on October the 23rd, along with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Charlie Kirk, Phil Grandy, and myself. I will be the special guest and the moderator for the evening. The Conservative Summit in Sarasota from the Salem Media Group. And by the way, tickets are available. You can go to theanswertampa.com, theanswersarasota.com. I would suggest strongly that you get your tickets as soon as possible. Seating is limited. We've only got room for about 200 people because they have we have to do the distancing thing because of the rules down there in Sarasota. So get your tickets, and I'll see you there October the 23rd. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Don't forget, Relief Factor, the combination of ingredients turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 helps support the body's natural response to inflammation, and it will lower or even eliminate pain associated with exercise, everyday living, or nagging aggravation that you've got from whatever problems you have. Now, I will tell you, it will alleviate pain at its source, and I've never seen anything quite like it. If I have
my hand or something happens where I broke my wrist at one time and it starts aching up there because of whatever, the Relief Factor will actually stop it. And it is 100% drug-free, supports a healthy response to inflammation, and decreases discomfort too, supports healthy joints and muscles, and will help you regenerate all that back. Now, the three-week quick start only costs $19.95. You can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, to find out more. relieffactor.com/captain. Remember, you can also give them a call if you want to, but you got to remember, you got to tell me Captain sent you. You're going to pay full price. It's 800-500-8384, or just check out the website, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren first. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we got a caller on the line, and I think it's Liberal Larry. Good morning. Is this Liberal Larry?
This is Liberal Larry. I'm on the west side of Orlando in pouring rain trying to get to Daytona Beach tonight.
Uh-oh. Well, be careful. Be careful.
Anyway, these protesters, they're not even protesters anymore. These people are seditious. And we all know they're setting fires and they're covering it up. And you've got Count Dracula, otherwise known as Gavin Newsom, saying, oh, it's climate change. It's climate change. Yeah, okay. So the problem is, talking about sedition, I'm hoping when Trump gets reelected and everything settles down, can he please go after Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey for that and charge him with treason for working with China? You know, since when did Lizard Man Zuckerberg have anything to do with the government? He's unelected, yet he's on TV, he's on Axios, he's telling us, we'll tell you who won the election. And Twitter, that's just a whole other animal that is Tommy. But I'm kind of hoping that he can go after those two because that is a big part of the problem.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Well, thanks a lot. Be careful out there on the highway.
All right.
All right. Well, I don't know about the treason part, Kyle, because that's really difficult. But certainly, if it's doing anything to encourage the overthrow of the government, again, sedition is the word.
Well, certainly. And again, these riots, they're not organic things,
no.
Per se. And so, again, this is where, in order to be able to charge for sedition, you have to be able to show conspiracy. And I think that there would be, in my opinion, ample ways of finding that because we have all these different reports of, rioters getting together, pre-riot, basically, in order to sort of start what they're going to do. And they do have a particular pattern that they're using. So there is communication going on there.
Yeah. And these people that riot are committing domestic terrorism, right?
Sure, yeah.
So they're terrorists.
Well, certainly, I think it's not in the traditional sense of how we understand that term and over the last couple of decades, but you're right. It is a form of terrorism because they are trying to intimidate, they're trying to bully, they're trying, mm-hmm. and they're destroying things.
Yep.
They're destroying people's lives.
Yep. Now it's time to make everybody feel good again. Guess what? Toilet paper stocks are back up, folks. Yep, helped in part by Mexico. The Mexican toilet paper is on the shelves. Olé!
Well, that's right. I mean, can you imagine, Americans, nobody ever wants to go through that again where it's literally you go in and the shelves were completely bare. I mean, that was just terrible.
Well, yeah, because they made a run. They caused a run on paper towels and table napkins, too.
Well, exactly right. And that was at sort of the beginning of the pandemic. And again, it's all part of the fear factor that goes in. And hopefully we've learned anything out of this is not to panic.
Now, here we go again. FBI Chief Wray testifying yesterday said Russia is still seeking to stop Biden from winning.
Well, right. Well, I'll be coming back to the Russia thing again, I guess. So
well, I'll tell you what. I would bet the farm that the DNI Secretary and Attorney General Barr will be having a conversation with him today.
Yeah.
I'll bet the farm on that.
Yeah.
Because if I was Donald Trump after I heard that, I would get rid of Wray.
Well, yeah, and be forceful about it and show, some force on that, exactly.
Because this is nuts, because we all know the biggest group of people trying to do anything from a an intimidation standpoint, whether it's direct or indirect, is China.
Well, sure, yeah, and of course,
and they want Biden.
Well, of course they want Biden, and if it was, and if Biden was a Republican, let's just say, for the sake of argument, and he had the kind of ties to China, and we had, it was sort of, you know, in the air that this is exactly what they would want, the mainstream media would, they'd mm-hmm. be hammering that 24/7.
Mm-hmm. Now, Apple went and did something a little against their policies. We've heard them say that they wouldn't do this before, but they actually allowed the FBI access to iCloud data of the alleged police car firebomber over there in, I believe it was California, in Los Angeles.
Yeah, actually, I think it was a protester in Seattle.
Okay.
Yeah, it was in Seattle. And so what they did was, is they did allow the FBI to access an iPhone that was evidently used, being used to store information in the cloud there. So yeah, that is pretty unprecedented. Yeah.
And I remember the couple that shot up there in San Bernardino, that that office there. I remember that they had a big to-do about that, and they had to go to court to try to get the information because they weren't going to release the information on the phone.
Well, that's exactly right. And at that time, I think they were trying to maybe crack the phone, or they had to try to figure out how to do it, or this kind of thing. But again, you know, if you have people who are, you know, this is evidence, basically.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And the current ISIS leader over in Iraq and Syria just provided a lot of intel to the United States forces striking the remaining al-Qaeda positions in the same general area.
Yeah, exactly. And that is a good thing. We understand they had different sessions with this person. He identified some 68 jihadists, gave them physical descriptions, phone numbers, and roles that they played in the organization. So that's big-time stuff.
He must have wanted to be left alone for a while, huh?
No kidding, yeah.
Mm-hmm. By the way, before we take our break here, I'm going to read this. This is from Eric, and he was talking about his young son.
Mm-hmm.
Says, good morning, everyone. Hope you're all well. Just a quick short story of what happened at dinner last night with my second grader. He says, the news is on, and a campaign ad for President Trump plays, and it says, do you know who I would vote for? And the little boy says, do you know who I would vote for president? No. Who would you vote for? I'd vote for President Trump. Why would you vote for President Trump? Well, because he's funny. Well, just because someone is funny is not as good a good reason to vote for them. And then the young lad says, well, I'd still vote for him anyway. Well, why? Because he's just really good at being himself.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
And Eric goes on to say, couldn't make it up even if I tried.
well, what this young lad has hit upon is something that, again, can't be taught. It can't be faked by a candidate. Donald Trump is really good at being himself, basically. He's comfortable in his skin. Very different from other candidates, but also, of course, for Joe Biden. Joe Biden, maybe years ago, there was a Joe Biden that would emerge in his political career. But nowadays, he just seems like an empty vessel that they want to pour whatever they want to him.
Okie dokie. Well, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and then Kyle will hang it up for the day and be back on a weekend edition. But don't go anywhere, because we are going to take a look at what the weather is doing. And again, you truckers out there coming across I-10, you're going to have a detour around Pensacola. They've got a big, big, big time problem there with the bridge across I-10. It's structurally damaged, and I don't think you're going to be on it for a little while yet. And the only alternative is to go north. I'll be right back.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual,
ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you very much. And guess what? We are doing the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J closest to you. Remember, all you got to do is pull on in to a Pilot or Flying J, tell them you've been listening to Captain's America Third Watch and you heard me talk about them on the radio, and you'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. By the way, think about joining the Drivers Club too and building up some points and things when you're out there on the road for every purchase you make. All right, here we go.
We ain't going away. We ain't going away. We the people are talking. And we got something to say.
We ain't going away. We ain't going away.
Friday, We Ain't Going Away. And that was a little bit hot, as we call it in the business. I tried to turn it down as best I could, but oh well, it is what it is. But that I'll play that again here one of these times, because that song is pretty interesting. Gets into some details, and we'll bring Kyle Warren into the mix. Yeah, we aren't going away there, Kyle, or we ain't going away.
No, we're not. Not at all.
All right, well, listen, I'm going to read this real quick, and I'm going to hand it over to you to tell about the West. The heavy rainfall, flooding, gusty winds, the risk of a few tornadoes is going out to sea right now up in the northeastern corner of South Carolina and North Carolina, Virginia, pretty much headed out to sea right now. Sally was a good old girl, and she's going to go out and go splashing around in the big waves of the ocean. And I will tell you, elsewhere out west, we've got critical fire weather conditions again lingering over parts of Oregon, Northern California, and the Great Basin, along with very poor air quality for much of the West, and some really cold weather in the north part of the country, and it's even dropped down now to the Great Lakes down around Indiana. Oh boy. Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yeah, we're going to start back again in Oregon this evening. That the severe thunderstorm has disappeared from the warnings, but we still have flash flood watches going on in the Cottage Grove area along the 5 freeway in Oregon, basically southern Oregon, coming up from Eugene all the way up through places like Salem. We still have the flash flood watches going on, extending all the way up to about Portland. These watches a little bit east of those cities. But of course, earlier we had that big thunderstorm on the radar. We're still looking at the radar. We're still seeing some stuff all around that area. So still be careful. They had pretty big hail there earlier. And of course, air quality alert all throughout the Pacific Northwest, covering Washington State, Oregon State, most of Montana, including Billings and Helena. Also, fire weather warning as you come down into Idaho, covering Boise, also Idaho Falls and Pocatello. And in some of those areas, looks like we've got about 12% humidity, so that is not good. As you travel on down through Utah, down the 15 freeway, Salt Lake City, Provo, Utah, you still got fire weather warnings there, extending all the way down to Kingman, Arizona, and of course in the Las Vegas area, fire weather warning almost all of southern Nevada, but up near Reno, Tahoe, we still have fire weather warnings, lake wind advisories, so if you're coming across I-80 or going up 395, you've got to be careful with that. Down in southern Arizona, in terms of Phoenix, we still got triple digits there, but in Southern California, Captain, we might have a little bit more of a cool down as we go through the next few days because of a low pressure system. But right now, the Bobcat fire still going strong, unfortunately, 55,000 acres burned.
Okay, now, we do have some rain in Texas, Midland, Texas, about 50 miles north and south of there, and along to the west, along I-20 over towards Pecos, you've got rain as well. We do have freeze warnings and frost warnings all across the northern part of the U.S., from North Dakota to Minnesota to Wisconsin to Michigan. Now the northern part and the southern part of Michigan, northern part of Indiana, southern part of Michigan, northwestern corner of Ohio, all under a frost advisory, as well as parts of western Pennsylvania, snowshoe, you got it, on I-80, the northern part of Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, across through there, Binghamton, southern New York, I-81 all the way up to Canada, the Northway, I-87 all the way from Poughkeepsie all the way to Canada, over into the western part of Mass, southern part of Vermont, northern part of New Hampshire, and all of northern Maine, a frost or freeze advisory tonight. Temperatures are getting colder. But here's where the rubber meets the road. Kyle, we've got Tropical Depression number 22, expected to strengthen to become a tropical storm or possibly a hurricane over the next 2 to 3 days, moving very slowly, pardon me, over the western Gulf of Mexico, and right now it's pointed right straight at New Orleans.
That's right. It's traveling about 3 miles an hour from last reports. And they say it could become, of course, a tropical storm, perhaps a hurricane.
Cat 1.
So we're gonna see about that. But this is gonna go right smack dab into places, Captain, where they don't need any more rain or any more water
in
those areas.
Well, it's definitely headed towards the Hurricane Laura area in western Louisiana right now, which still has not recovered from the floods, and all the people aren't back in there yet. This has got a large rain area with it, a large rain field, and a smaller wind field, but rain is going to be an issue. And if this does what it says it's going to do, and it's still too early to tell, all interest in the Gulf from Mobile, Alabama, all the way to the Mexican border need to pay attention to what's going to be another big rainmaker, Tropical Depression number 22, which within the next 24 to 48 hours will become a tropical storm and possibly a Category 1 hurricane on top of everything else. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you on the weekend show.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him very much doing that. And from that, we jump over into Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We were just talking about the little playmate coming along to visit everybody in the Gulf from Sally and Laura from earlier on. Now we got another one just in the Gulf of Mexico headed in the same general direction, but it's going to make a hook somewhere. Question is, does it leave Mobile alone? Does it leave New Orleans alone? And does it just hit Texas? But it's too early to tell and too wide of a path, so we got to keep our eyes on it.
Yeah, several models, though, have it taking a left.
Yep. Question is where?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it looks like it may not reach New Orleans coastline area. It'll turn left way before then.
Hope not. Now, let's start out with FBI Chief Wray. Mr. Wray decided to have a little conference the other day, spoke in front of Congress, I believe it was yesterday, and he said Russia seeks to stop Joe Biden from winning.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, he also included, you know, China in that and whatnot, but mostly Russia. Russia allegedly is doing the exact same thing this election cycle as they did the last one. I did not watch the testimony, but the assertion is that they're putting out propaganda and so forth, you know, that is feeding social media using all the same tactics as against Joe Biden this time.
Well, I would bet the farm and tell you that sometime today, if not already, we would have William Barr and probably the DNI secretary as well having a little discussion with Mr. Wray.
Why do you say that?
Because I think that Mr. Ray's on the chopping block this time. If he wasn't before, he is now. I can't see Donald Trump letting this go through.
Well,
can you?
It really, you know, you had to collaborate the intelligence, and you know, I don't know what evidence there is, so I can't really speak to that.
Nope.
I'm not.
All right, well, hold the thought, because when we come back, boy, we got a bunch of stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about the Minnesota Freedom Fund. Have you heard about that one? Well, you're gonna. And we're going to talk about all these millionaires that are leaving California, that are leaving New Jersey, because of something that's taking place. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.